Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Network with Big Willie 105.5 and River Talk. It's almost as good as a second cup of coffee.
Big Willie, 105.5. Thanks so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Thursdays and Fridays, back to the country music, but you can hear encore presentations on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality, and now Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. And boy, have we been dishing out the truth this morning. Holy cow. All right, you're in the middle of a Dimitri semi-scientific survey for our listeners calling in. Only calls, no voting on Facebook, only calls. We have a new state-of-the-art phone system. I am very, very excited about this because this is for you. This brand new phone system, we got the Telus 9000. We've got multiple lines. We have a phone number. And it's all for you because it is my belief. And I went back and forth with management with this for a long time saying, look, wait, that's a talk station. I want to talk with the listeners. I want the listeners to talk with me. And they finally said, okay, fine. Let's give it a try. And so we have it. I'm really, really excited about this because this gives you a tremendous opportunity to let us know what you think. I actually care about what you think. You may be annoyed about something happening in Belmont County or in Ohio County, Marshall County, Jefferson, wherever. We'd like to know about it. Here's the phone number, 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490 is Dimitri's semi-scientific survey. Should I post all of the Chrissy Clutter photos from Saturday? And the reason that I ask, and so far it is a landslide, the reason that I ask is because in her comments to Susan Lynn Donnelly, she says that I should take them down, no woman wants this, that, and the other. Meanwhile, the backstory is this, that Chrissy Clutter, who looked just drop-dead gorgeous, I mean absolutely just drop-dead gorgeous, every part of her, the hair, the makeup, the dress, the this, that, everything. She kept posing for my pictures, and her poses were wonderful. They were terrific. I was afraid to use too many of her pictures because then it wouldn't be fair to all the other women. And so my question now is this, now that she has turned on me, without even telling me, should I post those pictures and have you decide if this is a great example of utter hypocrisy? Dimitri, live and dangerously local, Big Willie 105.5, how do you vote? Yes or no?
Yes, you should post the pictures.
Okay, why?
The public event.
No question. All right, thank you very much. Okay, so now it's tied. So your vote could be the decider. Your vote could be the determining factor whether we post all the Chrissy Clutter photos that I have. Now, I've got a lot of them, and honestly, she can't take a bad picture. I mean, she really, even when she was looking in one different direction and the others were looking this way, and I couldn't use it. But even then, she looked good. But then this, oh, we shouldn't be posting this stuff. Oh, this is terrible. No one wants all this chaos, is what she wrote. I'm not the one creating any of the chaos. All I did was try to help Dr. Angelo Georges with this event, highlighting, quite frankly, all these beautiful women. Look, I happen to be heterosexual. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I am not a soy boy beta male. I'm just not, which means you'll never hear me on NPR because that's all they have for the men. I resent even having to apologize, which I'm not apologizing, for wanting to highlight all these beautiful women here in the Valley. Well, more voters are coming in. Dimitri, live and dangerously local semi-scientific survey. Should I post all the Chrissy Clutter photos from Saturday, yes or no?
No.
No? Why?
Because she didn't consent to all those pictures. I was with her. He was walking around and taking pictures while we were having other people take pictures of him. He would walk behind us and snap pictures.
Did you see all the pictures? Did you see all the pictures?
I'm putting these on Facebook. You never asked to put them on Facebook.
I've asked everyone.
The picture itself, it's the tagline that he used, and he can't understand that.
What do you mean?
The tagline that objectified women.
What was it?
The whole picture. Don't just pictures of people's feet, their face, their backside. Just say, beautiful event. Women turned out to support them in.
Wait a minute. What do you mean objectify? What do you mean? First off, you voted no. What do you mean by objectify? You saw Chrissy posing for me all the time.
No.
Yes. I've got the pictures.
I was there. You come up and snap pictures while we were taking pictures.
I was. Do you want to?
Can I take your picture? Nobody wanted to be rude or be mean and tell you, we're being freaked out. Stop taking pictures of us. No one said, hey, can I use these pictures on Facebook for this event? Nobody ever said that to us.
I asked
particularly about the pictures other than the pictures of someone.
Did I take pictures of you?
That was totally inappropriate.
Did I take pictures of you?
About the fact that you objectified.
Hello? Can she hear me?
Beautiful, like talking about only beautiful women could turn out to an event. No, it was an event for men. People worked hard on that board to try to promote this event, to try to make it a chapter.
And it worked. Let me ask you this. You were there with her.
It offended people.
Can you just let me speak for 2 seconds on this, on my show? Can you just let me speak? Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Having fun, smiling, having drinks.
I can't believe this.
Not pictures that seem creepy.
Okay, question.
That is the bottom line. They seem creepy.
Creepy? What do you mean creepy?
I got notified by people yesterday. Did you see this post? Did you see this post? Did you see this post? I didn't know about it until I got notified.
Let me ask you this. You were with Chrissy, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry? Yes? Okay. Did you see her?
We want the pictures taken down. Or don't even change the tagline and take the creepy pictures down, and then it's fine. That's all anyone.
There are no creepy pictures. Let me ask you this. I'm sorry, I don't know your first name, but you were with Chrissy. Okay, fine. Did I take your picture?
Yes, a couple times. And times that I was taking pictures with other people with their camera, and then you would come up behind and snap pictures behind them. I never consented to my picture being online.
Am I using your picture online?
I just wish you would just...
My God, lady, would you stop for talking for a second? I'm asking you a question trying to help you. Do you want your pictures online and you want them off?
Yes.
Why didn't you...
I'm not the only one. My God,
she can't stop talking. Why didn't you message me sending...
Does not want her picture of her backside being called a beautiful woman, attractive woman, of her ass, quite frankly.
What do you mean? It was a picture of her. If it was a picture, it was a picture of her working. She was bending over, working on her laptop for the presentation.
That's what the post said.
It's creepy.
I don't understand what... You're the only one and a couple handful of guys and a couple girls that don't understand. It doesn't matter that you don't think it's...
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, ma'am.
People want to take it down.
Okay,
and now
ma'am.
You're attacking Chrissy, my friend, for just saying it was wrong.
Let me ask you this. Okay, you sound like a very smart person, very intelligent. Can you explain to me what objectify means? Because I don't understand it, even when they sent me the definition from the dictionary.
You're taking pictures of women and their bodies and objectifying, calling them objects. These beautiful.
What do you mean? I didn't call them objects.
Women turned out to this event because, and instead of saying, "Here's a perfect tagline: post all the pictures, but post it not of people's faces cropped, people's backsides, people's."
Some of the backside, some of the, what do you mean, there are no boob, oh, wait a minute, lady, hold on here, hold on, hold.
And say, wow,
you, look, you've got some, you've,
for you, something like that.
All right, look, we're
justify the event, not the women.
All right, so is that a no vote?
Yeah.
The no votes have won. Dr. Georges, come on in, have a seat, let me move this over here. Hold on. Just bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Georges is here. Oh, well. Oh, how's your morning going for you?
started with a 7.
Hold on a second. I got to turn on your mic. That'll probably help. What mic is that? 3. Okay. Can you talk now?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. Huh? Yeah. Let me just move this around here to try to get a better. Oh my God! You just can't imagine what kind of my morning was like. You just can't imagine.
All right. It looks like I walked into something.
Holy cow! Well, we had a semi-scientific survey. I can't take any more votes. Call back tomorrow, 740-325-1490. Mark it down. The semi-scientific survey is over. No more votes. I can't take any more calls.
All right.
All right. So they decided not to post. So how are you doing?
I'm at a 7 a.m. meeting. I'm a little tired, but I'm okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you have fun at the Blue?
Yeah, and thank you for having for follow-up. I'm sorry that all this backlash is occurring.
Angelo, you have no idea.
Yeah. I do want to thank the people that came. Yes. I don't want to lose sight of it. And it was an overwhelming success. First time over 100 people. Raised over 15,000.
I thought it was closer to 20.
It was getting 20, but yesterday, well, you know, minus the expenses of yesterday, okay. it was over 15,000.
That's great. Hold on. I don't want to take all the credit. You did some of that too.
Yeah, thank you. And really the turnout, and I guess what I was impressed with, I heard when I walked in, you mentioned Chrissy Clutter, who I've known.
A lot of
women came as a group to support men's health.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
figured it'd be all couples and stuff, and maybe a bunch of guys, golf buddies coming in to see.
But I
had no idea what to expect, so I was pleasantly surprised, and I do want to thank everybody for coming, and
I hope I didn't bore them with my talk.
So,
there was that. We need to talk about that afterward. Yeah. I can help you with some of the editing next time. No, it was just wonderful. Demetrius is, what's his last name again?
Demetrius Stanley.
His wife's first name is?
Jessica.
Jessica Stanley.
Yes.
Okay. Very impressive woman. Very, very, very impressive woman. She gave a great talk, and the work that she has done with, you know, for this thing is unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, we hope to bring it back next year. I mean, we made it up. I think it'll be an annual event.
I think so. And I'm sure no one's going to invite me back. No Dimitri.
Well,
this
I don't
time.
Know what that's all about,
no,
but we can get into it.
My goodness gracious. Okay. Now, full disclosure, I do like you. You are my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started getting feedback from this one woman, on Facebook, the Facebook feedback, some of the feedback, I reached out to you and said, you know, what are you hearing? And you're getting pictures and the people like the pictures, right?
Well, you know, until yesterday evening when you reached out, I'm not on Facebook, okay? But I got a bunch of pictures sent to me for those who are on, from my sister, from my son, on the pictures that you posted.
Yes, Ian and Lindsay and Mickey and
my office manager.
Stacey, they were great.
And, you know, that was all well and good. And since the show on Monday, I'm not clear what has transpired. Now, and correct me if I'm wrong, I heard you use the word objectifying.
I don't know what that means.
Well,
God is my witness.
I think it means exploiting, and probably directly connected to victimizing. You know, I do want to say this.
Yes.
I think there's two separate issues here.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half before the commercial break. Would you be able to say it in that period of time?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
And we can delve into it.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
There's the Facebook issue. I'm not on Facebook. I know it's the way of the world now. I get upset if somebody posts I don't get upset, but I just don't believe in it. We'll discuss it, but it's the show. It's what you do. I get it. The other issue is becoming prisoners of your own opinions. Opinions are great. Patrick Henry said, I may not agree. I'll defend yours to the death. Your right to say it.
Voltaire, I think, said that.
No, it was Patrick Henry.
I thought it was Voltaire. Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Thomas Paine.
Thomas Paine.
I apologize. God, forget it. I hope my brother's not listening. My dad's up the history teacher. Oh, my God, Patrick Henry. Thomas Paine. And but you can become prisoners of your own opinion immediately if you walk in and say, you got to make the best of good time. Whatever your political party is, you get invited to a cocktail party, you know 80% are going to be the opposite. If you have a predisposed, you're going to have a bad time, you know, and you become prisoners of your opinion. So we can delve into that if you like about it. And
Angelo, the only thing that I was trying to do, we got to take a short break here. The only thing that I was trying to do is, God is my witness, is to help you. To help you, to help the event, to help get the word out, not costing you one penny for advertising. Not one penny. And this whole thing about no good deed goes unpunished. Here it is.
Well,
here it is. And I got, you know, some people are making terrible accusations about me. And you know that we have talked off the air about my health stuff and all that. You know I love women. You know, and I always have.
Okay.
And it's just like, it's just so demoralizing because all I was trying to do is be nice. And, you know, and that doesn't happen all that often in my life.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Well, you don't have to agree that quickly.
No, I mean, you're live and dangerously local. You put it on Facebook, you own it. And I know your skin has got to be thick after all these years, you know?
We'll talk more with Dr. Angelo Georges here in just a bit. And how's your morning going for you?